It's kind of a really big question. I mean, it was such a fantastic season with so many just big moments. As we went into each game, it was just a matter of focusing on that opponent and wanting to make it through that. Certainly making it through the season undefeated, you know, was huge. Winning that Big Nine title for the first time in school history was huge. One moment that really jumped out, I think, about our game against Rochester Mayo, where we'd gone there and we were down, and we hit a goal off of Sam Bailey, hit a goal off of a free kick, you know, but we're still down by a couple of goals at halftime and coming back out in the second half. And, you know, we got that one right away in the second half. So then when we're now down by one, and then pushing that game a little bit further and tying it up, and then even thinking like we could have had a chance to win it. But, you know, nonetheless, that tie was enough to get us in that position where we were leading the charge for winning the Big Nine title. So I'd say that was definitely a big one. Anytime you can go over there and have a good run against Mayo, you know, on their home field is a good one. But lots of big ones.
Yeah, you go back through the regular season, and there were a couple ties in there, but an undefeated regular season, and somebody might look at that from the outside and might think that you guys had a pretty easy time of it or whatever it might be, but the team really had to show some resiliency at a couple different moments in the regular season, didn't it?
Right, exactly. And like we play a number of very competitive teams throughout the season. You know, I mean, we were able to get that game against Como Park right at the beginning of the season. They've been a team that has won the state tournament and been in the state tournament the last number of years. They weren't in the state tournament last year, but before that, they'd been in the state tournament like 4 or 5 years in a row. And then like we always have Lourdes on the schedule that we know they're that team that we're going to have to really compete against, you know, to get into, get through that section. Northfield on the schedule, we had a really good game with them. We were able to pull off a 1-0 win. And then we added Worthington for the, and they had a very competitive team last year, and they made it to the state tournament, and we played them on their field, and we were down and had to come back to tie it a couple of different times, you know? So, certainly like in movies, we had some ties, but, they were definitely like hard fought against very solid opponents.
Being joined by Austin Boys soccer coach Jens Leveson here on Mulberry County Sports Live for our first fall preview ahead of the upcoming season. Just 6 days away here for the start of practice here for Austin Boys soccer. And of course, the excitement continued into the offseason where you had three players sign their national letters of intent to play college soccer. And it was interesting talking to Sam Bailey and Ojulu Chan, both those guys at the time, because they talked a lot about team chemistry and camaraderie this season. And it was clear from afar, even from the outside, from my perspective, that something was just different about last season. When you look at all the guys that got their first career varsity goals and all the 12 or 13 guys that scored goals over the course of the season, all the double-digit goal scorers, just everything in there. From your perspective, what did you see that was different just in terms of that team, that team chemistry last season, just something that maybe that was different compared to seasons past?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a combination between, you know, who your leaders are on the team, whether they're seniors or underclassmen. So we definitely had that. We just had that focus of, you know, there wasn't just one person wanting to go out and score the goals. And I wouldn't say in the past we've had players that were selfish. I mean, that we kind of have a team motto that says, you know, if one guy scores, the whole team scores. Like, that's ultimately the goal. But, I mean, it's just like each fall we get like a group of guys that, you know, some of them have played together, but they haven't all played together as one team. So that's really the challenge. So we start each season after we get through tryouts, where once we know who the varsity group is, we go and we do some team building, and we really just emphasize, you know, what does it mean to trust your teammate, you know, both on and off the field. And really, last year's group was just a group that, you know, whether they were on the field playing or off the field joking around, like they really clicked and did things together.
And how important is that for a team, especially for a team that's as offensively minded as yours is, where you have guys that are scoring, you know, at every different position, even on defense, some of these guys that were a key contributor to scoring during the year. How important is that for guys to be able to be on the same page like that when you translate it over to the soccer field?
Yeah, well, so I mean, when we practice, we want to make sure that everybody, you know, I mean, when even like, sorry, backing up a second, even when they're like younger kids, whenever anybody shows up to a soccer field, what they want to do is they want to shoot, and everybody wants to shoot, you know. And so whether you're offense or defense, you show up to practice and you want to shoot. And then oftentimes in practice, you know, the coach will have offense doing one thing and defense doing another, and not everybody gets to shoot. And knowing how much everybody enjoys that, when we have practice and we're going to take shots, we make sure everybody gets a chance to take shots. So not only do you have things that help within your own position, but, you know, because that opportunity might arise, you know. And I mean, so you might be up attacking on the corner and a ball drops your way, you know, and you're able to take a couple of steps up from defense to hit that shot. And we want to make sure that you're able to hit, you know, a nice clean shot too.
We're talking with Austin Boys soccer coach Jens Levison here on Mulberry County Sports Live. So certainly that's part of your team's strategy, to be a little bit more aggressive and have different guys that can score from any part on the field. Is that just as much a product of high school soccer as well, with the way the game is played and where maybe some certain guys are in their skill sets? Or is that something that you really pride yourself on, is making sure that you have different guys that can score like that, that may be something that other teams don't do as much?
Yeah, no, I would say the latter. That's definitely something I pride myself on in terms of, like, who we are as a team. Feeling like, you know, if we're playing another team and they think, well, that we're going to shut down this player from Austin, well, I don't care if you mark that guy, we've got another guy. And then if you try to mark him, we've got another guy. You know, so it's like wanting to have that depth. So it's not just like a one-man show. I mean, you can look at some other teams and you look at their stats and it's like, oh, well, this guy has scored 25 goals for this team, and then the next leading scorer on the team has only scored like 8. You know, so you see that big discrepancy between who the leader is and then who the rest of the guys on the team are. And, like, certainly we have players that come up big and hit those goals in those big games. You know, for example, LJ was one of those players for us last year, but it wasn't because he needed to be that score, excuse me, all the time. It's just that, you know, that's the way that it fell in those games.
Yeah, because you guys certainly had, you know, the likes of Henry Tolbert and Key Ray and Dylan Hanegraaff and some of the guys that were key contributors last year and are also going to be back this season. And just talk a little bit about the value in that and having those guys that got the experience that they had last year, playing alongside some of the top scorers, now going to be back and certainly going to be some of the team leaders here this time around, but just going off of that experience that they got last year.
Right, I think that, those guys are going to come into the preseason with just a huge level of confidence, you know, knowing what they had done, but at the same time, I'm going to use that as a way to say, like, I know what had happened last year, but you still have something to show to your teammates in terms of why you should be in this position, you know, so then to use that to push them to be their a little stronger leaders in the team too. So I think you've got the confidence piece, but then you also have a little bit more weight on their shoulders to be that leader too.
Well, and certainly Mude Wa going to be in that conversation as well. What were some of the things that really impressed you about the way that he played last fall, and some of the things that you want to see him keep continue to improve on here this time around?
Yeah, so Mude is just he's just fun to watch. He's definitely just got that spark when he's got the ball at his feet, you know, and they've even had opposing coaches and referees after the game come up and say, hey, you know, he's fun to watch. So he gets that ball and he's got that spark, and he'll make a cut and he'll make a pass and he'll try to hit a shot, but he's also willing to, like, help out his teammates too, you know, so.
With everything that the program has accomplished over the last decade or so, just talk about what it means to you to be able to get the opportunity now this time around, this season, to be able to host the section championship game. You know, certainly you guys would like the opportunity to play in that game as the host team, but either way, just for Austin High School, just to get that opportunity now to host the section championship game.
Yeah, so being able to host the section final this year, it's huge. I mean, it's been at RCTC for as long as I can remember. You know, and it kind of seems like, you know, the team that plays there the most often is most familiar with that size of field, and that field is wider than any field that we play on throughout the season. You know, so it's kind of like, it seems like that in the past had kind of been to the advantage of the team that's playing there, you know, and like this year, it's going to be cool to have it in Austin. For one, like, yes, if we make it to the final, it's a field that we're more familiar with. But the other thing, too, is we have, in my mind, one of the best facilities for sure in the conference, if not within southern Minnesota. You know, having those two turf fields next to each other, having lights on both sets of fields, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase the facility that we have in Austin and to show off how the community has supported that too.
Because that's been a big part of this as well, and we can leave it on this because I really appreciate the time here today, coaches. We're being joined by Jens Leveson, head coach of Austin Boys Soccer. That's been certainly a big part of all the success as well, and we saw a lot of the players from past teams come back last year to support the team on the way to a section championship and going to state. That's been a big part of the success over the last handful of years as well, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, so it's fun. Like either if we've got a game at home on a weekend where we've got some of our alumni that have come back because they're excited about watching the team, or I'll get like a message from a former player saying, hey, you know, I see what's happening with the team and I want to share that this is what being part of the Austin program meant to me. Or we'll have like an away game and we'll have alumni that are living in that town because that's where they now have gotten jobs, or that's where they're going to school, and they're able to be there and support too. You know, so it's cool for me as a coach to connect with those former players, but then also for the current players to see guys that they were looking up to that are there cheering them on.